That subset that you were just talking about, the younger patient who could tolerate FCR with IGVH mutated disease, of course, del17p p53 negative, something that we've been talking about for a long time. We'll talk about some of the data that came out over this past year related to that. But before we get into that, I'm curious, does this idea of IGVH mutation status affect the way you make decisions for older patients who are not eligible for FCR? Are you more inclined to still use, BR or obinutuzumab, chlorambucil, or some other chemoimmunotherapy regimen, even if it's not FCR?
So for myself personally, I don't use chemoimmunotherapy for those patients because I think there's toxicity associated with it. There's the potential for second malignancies, MDS, AML. We have a lot of extremely good treatments that are relatively well tolerated now, and we'll talk about some of the newer data with the small molecule inhibitors. I think we can achieve deep remissions with non-chemotherapy treatment. So for that particular population, I'm not really considering chemoimmunotherapy. Immunoglobulin mutation status is less important to me when making a treatment decision. I still find value to checking the immunoglobulin V gene mutation status because it does correlate with time to treatment. And if a patient has an unmutated immunoglobulin gene, I tend to expect for them to need treatment within a few years. Most of those patients will progress and will need treatment. The patients with a mutated V gene, that's not necessarily the case, and you can have those patients being observed for many, many years without needing any treatment.
That's really interesting. When you think about it, what you just said, you don't use first-line chemoimmunotherapy and the rest. Well, the rest is almost everybody. So I guess my question is, how long have you been making that statement? When did you go to the point where you just abandoned chemoimmunotherapy other than this subset?
It's been probably the last 2 to 3 years. All of our clinical trials are designed for non-chemoimmunotherapy-based treatment for patients over 65. We do not currently have a protocol with chemoimmunotherapy for patients over 65. It's all small molecule inhibitor-based therapy. The trial that we do have that's available with chemoimmunotherapy, again, is for younger patients, particularly those who have a mutated V gene. So we've even tailored down our options for trials with regard to chemoimmunotherapy to just that group that we know benefits from chemoimmunotherapy. For everybody else, it's non-chemoimmunotherapy, small molecule inhibitor-based therapy.
So we'll get into the granularity of the data that's driven a lot of people to make that conclusion. You made it probably earlier than other people, but I think a lot of people did at ASH last December, for sure. I am curious, though, before we start to dig into that, what you see as the current role of chemoimmunotherapy in relapse disease, for example, BR.
I don't think there's a role for chemoimmunotherapy in the relapse setting, so we don't use it. We use small molecule inhibitor-based therapy or clinical trials. We have a number of clinical trials. Right now, we are struggling with putting patients on our clinical trials because they're doing so well with the small molecule inhibitor therapy. We have limited numbers of patients who are failing those treatments and needing an alternative treatment. So we're having trouble enrolling on our clinical trials right now in the relapsed setting. None of them are chemoimmunotherapy-based options. They're all non-chemoimmunotherapy-based options.